One of the four ballot questions before Massachusetts voters this November would change the state casino law to allow a fifth gambling establishment in the state. The referendum is backed by a developer with a very specific plan in mind. WBUR's Steve Brown explains ballot question number one.
The sound of casino gambling at Massachusetts' only operating casino, Plainridge Park Casino in Plainville. While larger, full resort casinos are being built in Everett and Springfield, and the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe is attempting to place a resort casino in southeastern Massachusetts, under existing law, Plainridge will remain the sole electronic gaming or slot parlor allowed in the state. But one developer wants to change that.
Good evening, Madam President and council members. My name is Eugene McCain. I'm a resident of Revere for the last year.
Eugene McCain is the person behind question one, which would authorize the Massachusetts Gaming Commission to award a second slot parlor license. McCain declines to speak with reporters, but last May he outlined his plan for the Revere City Council.
But we thought there might be some openness among the citizens of Massachusetts to reinstate that second license to help the horse racing industry. And we thought, as an applicant in Revere, that we might have a good shot at getting that license awarded to a project here in Revere.
Question one is narrowly written and very specific. It would allow a slot parlor to be located on a parcel of land at least 4 acres in size and adjacent to and within 1,500 feet of a horse racing track. That's a description of land McCain says he has purchased or has options to buy land along Route 1A in Revere, not far from Suffolk Downs. While the land's proximity to the track is key, Suffolk Downs CEO Chip Tuttle says the track has nothing to do with McCain's proposed development, nor with efforts to pass the referendum.
At first, when it came to light, we had to sort of fend off accusations that it was us, you know, that we were somehow secretly trying to use this ballot question as a backdoor to gaming development here on the property. We made it very clear it wasn't us.
McCain's plan is to construct two hotels and a casino on the land, which now houses some auto repair businesses, a bar, and a rundown trailer park. He says a poll he had taken of Revere residents this past spring shows 64% support a casino. However, he's finding little support in City Hall.
The position for the city is that we are against it.
Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo has supported past gambling proposals, but says he has serious doubts about McCain's plan, which he calls fly-by-night.
We have some great potential in the city of Revere, and I want to make sure that folks know that we have a higher standard than a slot parlor, and what we're going to be able to bring to the city is a much higher and better use for that property.
Has the casino ship sailed in Revere?
Yes, I think it has.
State lawmakers once considered allowing two slot parlors, but they cut it back to one before approving the casino law back in 2011. One of the legislators instrumental in shaping the law was Senate President Stan Rosenberg. He's not taking a public position on the referendum, but says the current law is working just fine.
We now have two resort casinos that are under construction, and we have the third, the Mashpee Wampanoag, having received federal recognition and land in trust, are planning and preparing to construct theirs in southeastern Massachusetts. And the law said up to three casinos and up to one slot parlor, and it's right on track.
Rosenberg says the legislature relied on studies that showed the three-in-one limit would create a competitive gaming market that was not oversaturated. But the backers of question one argue there is room for another slot parlor. Jason Osborne is with the Yes on One committee.
I think what we've seen so far with the Plainridge Park and the success that they've had in Massachusetts in contributing $88 million to the state, which is very much needed, I think, for the revenue here, and also, you know, the $18 million that's gone to horse racing. This is a very common sense question on the ballot. I don't see how people can be opposed to bringing more revenue into the state.
Should voters approve question one, there's no guarantee Eugene McCain's plan for a slot parlor in Revere would come to fruition. He would still need to persuade the Massachusetts Gaming Commission to grant him a license. The commission, which is remaining neutral on the referendum, could opt not to award the second slots license or possibly award it to a different group near another racetrack in the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.